Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MetVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Now that the election is over, this white man for Harris says he has no regrets. Maybe he lost a bet or something. That tattoo is so realistic and cringe that I can hear it. But on the bright side, I think this is the closest he's ever come to touching a woman. Actually, I'm wrong. A woman touched his arm at least once when he was vaccinated and boosted. Here's what he has to do now that she hasn't been elected. Number two, here's the percentage of college degrees awarded to males versus females. I graduated in the year 2000 in an arts program, and it was 40% male, so I agree with this. If you're a guy getting a degree outside of STEM, the only benefit is that it'll actually help you out on dates because of female hypergamy, and women are going to want a man that's more educated and intelligent than they are. It's like when you go for many job interviews, they don't care about which degree you have so long as you have one. Number three, this is what it looks like when you date a party girl in your 30s. I think this looks more like when a woman settles for you because you have a lot of money, but she actually isn't attracted to you. The crazy part is she isn't even all that attractive herself. That's the danger of having money and status. You don't know if she's attracted to you or something else. Hide those things and try and date based on your physical appearance, personality, and style as much as possible. Moving on, a Barcelona-based hairstylist has invented this technology that can print images onto hair. Now you too can look like your grandma's couch. I'm glad that the whole chunk of the population just shaved their heads thanks to Trump. Otherwise, we'd have to deal with an epidemic of leftoids printing stuff like this on their heads. When their hair grows back, you know that they'll print pronouns and rainbow flags on their head. Number five, speaking of pronouns, his former council worker was fired, having the term XY chromosome guy, an adult human male, in his email folder. Now he has to use his retirement savings to pay the legal bills related to this, probably offending some special snowflake or something. At least he doesn't have any regrets about it. But what I want to know is, how is it illegal in the first place to name a folder adult human male? Up next, here's what boomers have to face now. They have kids and now their kids can't afford kids or don't want them, and they're starting to lose it. I guess spoiling your kids wasn't a good idea now, was it, sister? Imagine if you're in your 70s and you have only one grandchild, how much you're going to spoil that kid, and spoiling them will just mean that they'll be less likely to reproduce themselves one day. I don't feel sorry for the boomers. They help make financial assets out of reach for the young, so let them eat bitter, as the Chinese always say. Number seven, someone needs to tell women that we don't want them with muscular legs. We want them thin, delicate, and feminine. If you wonder why women are doing this themselves, it's because they're becoming the men they want. Women with muscles look like trans women, and we don't want anything to do with that. Below this post, there are dozens of women like this saying that they don't care what men think of them. Just because we aren't attracted to you, honey, doesn't mean you ladies have to take it personally. But you do because you have high testosterone. Moving on, here's some pictures from Norway's maximum security prison. They probably get to smash the female prison guards and play PlayStation while doing arts and crafts. They look like they have a better life than many people on the outside. If this is what a maximum security prison looks like, then just imagine how amazing the minimum security prisons must be. Looks like a retirement home for adults more than anything else. Now show us the Max Slam in Baltimore. Number 9, MSNBC says that the Trump mass deportations are an attempt to keep a white majority in America. What this article really is a tacit admission that replacing whites is their goal all along. The wealth inequality will keep getting worse and worse, and ethnic groups other than whites do not revolt against the government. They accept their poverty and squalor while the rich keep getting richer without revolution. Up next, this wife abandoned her husband and kids through a text message, saying she doesn't love him anymore and that she needs to be free. This guy is saying this like he lost, when actually he won. She could have divorced him, took the kid, and more than half of everything he owns. The worst thing she did was leave and get smashed by Chad Roan. She actually did him a favor, and yet he sounds like he's crying into his cornflakes. Should he hit her up for child support, or will that just set her off so she tries to divorce Grape him? Number 11, here we have another 4B woman saying no more sex. But how about no more donuts instead? If she had a revenge body, this would actually matter. But she doesn't. If anything, if this sex strike even exists, is going to be hurting the black men the worst. Because usually they go for overweight white women, and the irony is that the majority of them voted for Kamala for some reason. The top 5% of men already don't want them, so there's no big loss here. I'm glad she left some extra room on that piece of paper. Moving on, in Cleveland, 100 women removed their garments to protest against Trump. Looks like Inauguration Day is going to be legit if it's a warm day. Is there anything they won't take their clothes off for? But we all know that it's just an excuse to get attention and they have nothing else. This picture also exemplifies why 65% of men from the 18 to 35 demographic are virgins that don't date. I'm really shocked there aren't more tattoos on these ladies. Number 13, this is the type of person I always run into criticizing me for buying Bitcoin. They don't understand it but say that I'm wrong about it. I used to be this person until I understood it. To gain clarity about it, you need to understand central banking and inflation, as well as religion, finite mathematics, network effects, and human psychology. This is the same type of person that told me the iPhone was bad while they embraced their CrackBerry back in 2009. Up next, 1 in 6 hiring managers were told to stop hiring white dudes, according to a survey. This is corporate racism, and you know exactly what the next headline will be. 1 in 6 companies are on the verge of bankruptcy. But I think it's worse. Only 1 in 6 people actually admitted to being told to discriminate against men. The other 5 didn't admit it, but odds are they were told to do the same thing. Number 15, apparently gravity, nature, and physics are also fatphobic. This article says that outdoor spaces are not welcoming for bigger bodies. I don't know about that though. Have you seen the cattle out on the farmers' fields in the countryside, and they seem quite happy? There is literally nothing more spacious than the great outdoors, and it's still not big enough for these land whales. A question in my best Al Bundy voice. Have you tried going back into the ocean? Moving on, here's the difference between Bitcoin in 2022 versus 2024. Most people only buy things once the price goes up instead of waiting for prices to fall. But for me, it's the opposite. Bitcoin in 2024 is getting uglier and uglier as it gets closer to a top. My dollar cost average is around 20K, and I started buying it around 8K, so I don't care how much it falls. The woman on the left has also been locked away for gambling people's Bitcoin. Number 17, people say that they're trying to stop you from having this. Who is they, and why are they trying to stop it? It has to be fat feminist because these women are thin, feminine, and without the 1,000 schwing schwangs there. For many thirsty sims, Japanese cowgirls are probably something they never knew they needed in their life. These ones cheapened out and didn't really get real cowboy boots. Here are the same women trying to stop us from having this. Up next, a study recently showed what video game characters the public found to be sexist. What? No flat chest Lara Croft in a sweat-stained shirt. Someone says that at least 3 of these are dudes. Is that true? Especially the one on the bottom right. Who are the other 2 he-she's? Number 19, in Iraq, they want to lower the age of consent to only 9 to allow men to marry such young girls. Why the hell do they want to do that? But you don't actually hear a single peep about this from the feminists in the West. This sounds absolutely evil, and they could have actually waited until they got older. Maybe they were worried if they waited too long, they would turn into feminists like we have in the West. Maybe their plan to fight PDF files is by making it legal to be one. Moving on, we have another crazy liberal ending her own father because Trump won. And how many Republicans ended people when Trump lost in 2020? 0. She's not even taking accountability for her actions, claiming that she was overwhelmed by the election. Maybe the lamestream media should be held responsible for making everyone freak out thanks to Trump derangement syndrome. The media will probably blame Trump somehow for this. Number 21, one of these women loves the polyamorous lifestyle with her husband and future wife. Why the hell do they always end up looking like this? I don't think I've ever seen anyone attractive in a polyamorous relationship before. Just be thankful they can be easily seen from outer space because of their size. Imagine their lovemaking sessions. The smell of fish, BO, and seed oils. Looks like Whoopi really let herself go since Trump won. Up next, this woman doxed Nick Fuentes, and she's filing assault charges after having an altercation at his house. Besides doxing him, she threatened him with dog poop. filmed inside of his house violating his privacy and trespassed on his property. He pepper sprayed her as she went to ring his doorbell. And people wonder why I don't show my face in public. The last thing I need is crazy people like this trying to mess with me. Number 23, here are the 5 people who completed No Nut November. And what's their reward? Prostate cancer. The Harvard Ejaculation Study, which has been up since 1986, has found that if you bust a nut at least 4 to 7 times a month, you will decrease your chance of prostate cancer by 31%. If you don't have sex, you will be rewarded with more productivity. Just don't overdo it. I think this meme was created by a corn-addicted Redditor or something. Moving on, here's the difference between how men get revenge after a breakup on their former partner versus the way that women get them on men. A man gets wealthy, in shape, travels the world, and gains status and fame. And he's not even doing it to get revenge. He's just doing those things because he has a ton of free time that he was wasting on his partner. His revenge is just self-improvement. Her revenge is self-destruction, boosting her notch count, trying to make her ex jealous. Basically shooting herself in the fupa. Number 25 and the last one, WTF happened to Miley Cyrus. She used to be hot and cute, and now she turned into your karaoke singing aunt almost overnight. Looks like she's going the way of Amanda Bynes. She's only 31 and looks like she's 41, and lives inside a tunnel under Las Vegas or something. Either that or Hannah Montana is on meth. She looks like she turned into a modern-day Peggy Bundy. Also keep in mind that these two pictures are barely 10 years apart. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.